In the first couple of shiurim, we discussed the differences on a deraisa level between Anida and Azava. We discussed Takanas Rebbe and Chumra Benos Hizal of Reb Zeira. From this point on, when we use the term Nida, we'll be referring to, in practice, how we conduct ourselves as treating any situation in Dam as the Chumra about Nida and Zava. So Nida maybe is a slight misnomer under certain circumstances, but colloquially, we'll refer to everything as Nida, even though it's really the chumras of Nida and Zava together. So Min HaTorah, in order to create a situation of Nida for women to become a Nida, we require three components, which are reflected in Siman Kuf Pei Gimel over here. And number one, it has to be one of the Maras HaTameos, it has to be a shade of Dam that is Tameh. Number two, it has to be Dam in a Makor, it has to be uterine blood, blood from the rechem. And number three, it has to be a dam that comes bahargasha with an accompanying sensation, which we'll have to define as we go on. So again, in order to be a nida minotor, it has to be a maratame, it has to be dam in a makor, and it has to be ba bahargasha. That's what the Mechaber writes over here. Isha sheyatza dam im kora, bein ba'onis bein ratzon tmeya, v'hu shetargish bitziyaso. There has to be hargasha. Okay, how do we know this? The Rush in Perek Yud Seif Vav Simen Vav, Perek Yud Simen Vav, quotes the Toras Kohanim. Toras Kohanim has the following line, Perek Yud Simen Vav in the Rush, V'isha ki siya zava, yachol afilu zava mikol makam tia temeya. So if all you had was ki siya zava, so it could be blood that flows from anywhere in the body. How do you know that it's more limited? The fact that the Torah uses the term mikor dameha teaches us that dam tame is only dam minha makor. That's quoted by the Shachar in Sifkat and Aleph. You take a look in the Shulchan Aruch if you have it in front of you, as you should. So that's that Torah's Kohanim quoted in the Rush. And if you look in the Be'er HaGra here on the bottom, he points out that there's a Gemara on Daf Mem Aleph that has a similar drasha, Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis. Fine. The Mishnah tells us on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis that there are three types of dam that one could encounter. And by mistake, I only brought this Masechta Gemara at the end of the Masechta. Does anyone have a Gemara in here? Thank you so much. So the Mishnah says on the top of Yitzayim Beis, Mashal Mashal Chachamim V'Isha. The Chachamim Chazal described the female anatomy using the following terms. Hacheder v'aproser v'halia, the room, the hallway, and the attic. Dam hacheder tame, so that's dam in a makor, that's the rechem, that's uterine blood. Uterine blood is tame. Dam halia is tahor, so lia may be the bladder or some area above the uterus. Nimsa v'aproser sveiko tame l'fisha chaskasa min a makor. If it's in the proser, which is the vaginal canal or the area between the area below the rechem, that is tamei misafik v'isha chaskasa min hamakor. The presumption is that dam found in the proseder in that vaginal canal area is originally min hamakor. So that's the terminology that Chazal used in the Mishnah and Daf Yud Zayin to describe the basis of anatomy, and we'll come back to that in some context as we go on. Okay. Now, if a woman doesn't have a makor, if a woman had a hysterectomy so that the uterus is totally removed, contemporary poskim generally assume that the woman is incapable of becoming tameya because any dam that she sees is not going to be dam min ha makor. There is a din in Siman Kuf Pei Ches Seif Gimel that discusses nekar harechem, where part of the rechem is removed or part of it is displaced. But the poskim assume that if it's totally removed and there's no part of the rechem left, then a woman would be incapable of becoming tmeya mishum nidus. So, for example, Tshuvas Har Tzvi, Ritzvi Pesach Chren, Yeredeya Simen Kuf Mem Zayin, Yeredeya Simen Kuf Mem Zayin assumes as a davar pasha that if the rechem is totally removed, then any dam that she sees can't be dam makor, and therefore there can't be any tumas nida.
Wasn't the Har Tzvi where it fell into the Baas Ketel?
I'm sorry?
Wasn't the Har Tzvi where it fell into the Baas Ketel?
The shaila that it was asked about is a standard hysterectomy where they removed the makor and took everything out. In the cases in Shulchan Aruch are cases where it wasn't totally removed or part of it fell down. But the shaila that he was addressing is where it was totally removed. Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss, Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Kaf Hei, Simen Kuf Kavav, in a 1933 tshuva, was asked about a case where a woman had a hysterectomy and she still was seeing dam, b'shasa v'ses. So the Minchas Yitzchak is skeptical as to how reliable the doctors are to represent that it was indeed a total hysterectomy. He writes, "V'vadei sheker b'fi rofim." Obviously, if the woman continues to see dam, the doctors must be lying or misrepresenting the facts. But fundamentally, Dayan Weiss agrees that if the metzias is that a woman's rachm is totally removed, then you can't have dam nida anymore. He's just skeptical about the facts in the case as to whether that indeed happened. He references the Gemara in Bav Metzia Daf Pezayin Liagadata that Avram Avinu was ocha chula mitara, Avram Avinu was makbid on eating everything mitara, and Chazal say that Sarah, on the day that the Malachim came, was pirsa nida. So don't you see from there that she was tmeya even though it wasn't dam in a makor? Because Sarah was an akara. Akara means nekra harechem, that there was no functioning rechem. So he says, no, that was part of the nes. The nes was that she had a functioning rechem, and therefore the dam was dam in a makor. Or maybe even if she wasn't a car originally, it doesn't mean it was totally removed, just part of it was removed, and now it became functioning. So no raya from Sarah Imenu. So even though he's skeptical about the facts, fundamentally, the Minchas Yitzchak acknowledges that if the metzias is such that the rechem is totally removed, then you can't have dam nida. My friend Dr. David Shabtai told me that you could have a medical situation even where the rechem is removed, where a woman still continues to see dam at a regular interval, at a regular cycle, some condition called endometriosis, where it's not uterine blood, even though there's no rechem, a woman still sees dam at intervals. It's not a common condition, but apparently it exists. Meir Bransdorfer, Shuas Kenei Bosem Chelek Aleph Simen Tzadiches, Kenei Bosem Chelek Aleph Simen Tzadiches, in the Shaila the Esther Vosner, discussed the following situation. A woman had a hysterectomy, so the rechem is gone. But she had it when she was Bimei Nida. So she already had become Tmeya, and now she has to go through a Tara process, including Shiva Nikiyam. And in the middle of that, she had a hysterectomy. The problem was that she's continuing to have problematic bedikos because of whatever other medical condition she had. So the dam that's always coming up on the bedika is not dam in her rechem, it's not dam in a makor, but it's dam that's going to prevent a clean bedika. So had she had the hysterectomy when she was tahora, then there'd be no need for subsequent bedikas because any dam that's coming out isn't dam in her rechem. The problem was that she was tamei when she had the procedure, and now she's incapable of becoming tahora because every bedika that she attempts comes up with dam. So is there a way out of that? So Meir Bransdorfer thought, said he doesn't want to take this on his own authority, which is why he sent the shaila to Rav Osner, that in this situation you could be makel If you know that the dam isn't dam in the makor, not to require your actual bidikos, but just that she should be samle, she should be cognizant of having 7 clean days, that there's no dam coming in a rechem because there is no rechem, and you don't have to have formal bidikos. So what that means in terms of bidikos, we'll discuss when we discuss bidikos, but that was the shaila that he sent to Rav Osner. Yeah.
Rabbi Dr. Shabtai, based on his analysis of that condition, would he consider that to be damaka?
That would be... You don't have to come out to damaka. It's not dam in the makor. You can call it whatever you want. It doesn't... There's no rechem anymore. So, Dayan Weiss, the point was, Dayan Weiss in the Tshuva says that it's... Obviously, if this woman is seeing dam in a regular interval, it must be that they weren't successful in removing the entire rechem. And Dr. Shabbat just pointed out, not necessarily so. You could have a situation where even if the rechem is totally removed, a woman may still see dam at regular intervals. But then you know, if medically there's no rechem, then that's not dam nida. Okay. So the Mechabi here has a line of Isha Shara Yasa Damim Kara Bein Ba'ones Bein Baratzon. Whether it's the onus due to circumstances beyond her control, whether it's beratzon. So what does that mean, the ones beratzon? So that's the Gemara has a line on Lamevav Amidays that haroa machmas ones tamei, that even if a woman sees dam machmas ones, that still could be dam nida. What is machmas ones? So the Rambam writes, Perikei halacha aleph yisuebiya. The Rambam Perikei halacha aleph yisuebiya. Haisha mistameis beones. Bein l'nida, bein l'ziva. So a woman could become t'meya, nida or t'meya ziva, based on ri'iya machmas ones. Ketan, kegon shekafsa mimakom l'makom. She jumps from place to place. She does exercises, something to her body to cause blood to come out. O rasa behema ochayo of nis'askin zemzeh, v'chanda rasa dam, or a kind of dam chimud, where she becomes aroused by seeing animals who are being intimate with each other, and then that creates a ri'as dam. V'chein kol chayotze b'zeh, hol v'ras adam yikol makom, nidmeis v'metama b'chol shu. As long as she sees dam, that is dam in a makor, even if it's caused by something beyond the normal cycle that would cause her to bleed, that still creates dam nidus. That's what the Taz writes over here in Sefkat and Aleph. Ba'ones peyush ayde kfitza v'ratzon kefi teva ha'isha machmas atzma. So ones is like kfitza, the Rambam. Ratzon is the normal process of re'iyas dam. Okay. The Ramah here says v'ein chiluk bein pinuya l'nesua le'inyan iser nida. Iser nida applies equally to a single woman as to a married woman. Kikol haba'ala nida chayav karis. The chayav karis for nida is irrespective of the marital status of the woman. Even if she's a penuya, there's still an iser karis for ba'al hanida. The tzion here is to the Rivash Simon Tuf Kaf Hei. Rivash Tuf Kaf Hei. The Rivash there is addressing why was there no takanas tevila for a penuya? Why is it that if a single woman doesn't go to the mikvah after she sees dam? Eich lo teknu tevila lepenuya kidei shelo yikashlu barabim? So we should have had a situation where penuyas go to the mikvah to avoid the possibility of mishal. Ve'ein kan makom tema. Sharei kema shapnuya sura. Adarabba, im haisa tavela sayiba mishal. On the contrary, since a penuya is asura anyway, there's an iser panuya bala penuya. You're not allowed to have relations with the penuya. According to the Rambam, that's an iser kadesh. So that's allowed to raisa. The Ravid argues, but as far as whether it's bechla kadesh, kadesha, but either way, there's an iser of bala penuya. So Rivash writes that since there's an Isra Bala Pnuya, Adarabba, Im Haisa Taveles, Hayaba Mirshal. that if a woman would go to the mikvah as a pnuya, that would create a bigger mishal. She makilim b'isura. So then people would view her as a mutaras, and they would take more lightly the isur of pnuya. Kemish ein asur elamid rabbanan. That's the raya that the Rivashik song liked, that isur panei b'al pnuya is only an isur rabbanan, not an isur the raya, like the Rambam. So the way the Rivash formulates it is that people are going to take the isur pnuya less seriously if that's the only thing standing in the way. So it would create more of a michshol if you're going to allow single women to go to the mikvah, because then you remove a potential issa deraisa, you're only left with an issa derabanan, according to the Ravid and the Rivash, and people are going to tend to be more mekel and be more heter l'atzmam or be nichshol if we're only dealing with an issa derabanan. So that's what's reflected here by reference in the Ramah, the practice across the board, across the generations, of not allowing single women to use the mikvah. There is a Magen Avraham in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, Magen Avraham Simen Taf Reish Vav Sif Katan Ches. Magen Avraham in Taf Reish Vav Sif Katan Ches quotes that there was a practice that single women would go to the mikvah on Erev Yom Kippur because of tshuva, the way men go to the mikvah on Erev Yom HaKippurim. But it doesn't seem like that practice is or has been accepted, definitely not nowadays. And Rav Avadim and Taras Abayis, Chelek Aleph, page Lamed Hey, Chelek Aleph, page Lamed Hey, was many Achronim who argue on the Magen Avraham, who wonder about the Magen Avraham, how is the Magen Avraham recording such a practice that could lead to Mifshal, and for that reason argue on the Magen Avraham. So many others disputed this minna quote on the Magen Avraham and hold that even on Erev Yom HaKippurim, single women should not go to the mikvah, and that is the generally accepted practice. Okay. So, the Gemara on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis introduces the requirement of Hargasha, that in order for a woman to be Tmeya Min HaTorah, it's not enough to see Dam, but the Dam has to be accompanied by a Hargasha, by a sensation. That's the name of Shmuel here, right after the Mishnah Nun Zayin Amud Beis. Amr Shmuel, Bad Ka Karka Olam B'Yashva Leha. If a woman checks the ground, the earth, and the earth is clean, and then she sits on it, Umasa Dam Aleha, and then she gets up and finds that there is Dam on the ground, Tahora. Shenemar Bibsara Ad Shetargish Bibsara. So she is Tahora, Min HaTahora, because in order to be Tmeya Min HaTahora, you require Hargasha, and here there is no Hargasha. Okay, that emerges from the Hemshech of the Shachar Torah of the Gemara, that Tahora only means Min HaTahora, but Midrabanan, a woman still will be Tmeya, even if there is no Hargasha. So before we discuss what exactly Hargasha means, we should first discuss what is the role of Hargasha in making a woman Tmeya Min HaTorah, or in the classic nomenclature, is Hargasha a simen or a siba? Is it an indicator that Dam is Min HaMakor, that the way you could tell that Dam Min HaMakor is with Hargasha, if a woman experiences Hargasha, so that's a indicator that the Dam that accompanies the Hargasha came in a Makor. But in a Hanami, if you know that the Dam came in a Makor anyway, without Hargasha, a woman may still be Tmeya Min HaTorah. Or is it a Siva? Is it an independent reason that definitionally a woman is only Tmeya Min HaTorah if she has Hargasha? Is it Xeris HaKasav that in order for a woman to be Tmeya, it has to be Dam Haba B'Hargasha? Okay, so that, again, Nafka Mina, if a woman knows for sure that the Dam is Min HaMakor, but there's no Hargasha, is she Tmeya Min HaTorah or Mi Derabana? So this Shaila was raised by the Shuas Maram Lublin, Shuas Maram Lublin Simon Beis, quoted in the Sidrei Torah, Simon Kuf Tzadi, Sif Katan Tzadi Gimel, Sidrei Torah, Simon Kuf Tzadi, Sif Katan Tzadi Gimel, paragraph beginning, Ukhvar Amdu. Okay, so that's how the Maram Lublin frames the Shaila. What is a din if a woman sees a dam shaloba hargasha that she knows for sure is dam min hamakor? So this does seem to be a machlokas rishonim. What's the din if a woman has dam that is definitely min hamakor without hargasha? The Ramban in his chidushim nun beis amud beis dibra maskel mahu nun beis amud beis dibra maskel mahu writes as follows. The haksamim de rabbanan heim. Kesa means dam. That's shalom b'hargasha. This will get here in the beginning of Ruach Kesem that we'll go through. Vafilu biyadua shemli gufa chazai. If it's a kesem, if it's dam that is not accompanied by hargasha, even if you know for sure that the dam came be gufa, dvar Torah tahora, she's still tahora min haTorah. Ve'ena mivien lo lide ziva ve'lo lide nida k'de'isa v'kaman parakaroa are sugi here on Daphne Zayin Amidbeis. So the Ramban is mefurish that even if you know bevadai that the dam is min hamakor, but there's no hargasha, she's only tmeya mi derabana. Okay, the Ramban Amidbeis Amidbeis diber maskel mahu. Rashba and Arsugah writes the same thing, the Rashba here in the beginning of Haroa Kesem. And that's also the mashmas of the Rambam. The Rambam Perites Isuei Bi Halacha Aleph, Perites Halacha Aleph. Ein Ha'isha Mistamba Minatora Benida Beziva. A woman is only going to become Tmeya Minatora Benida O Beziva. Ache Targish Vitira Dam Vyese Bibisara. So you need Hargasha. She has to have these sensations. She has to see the dam, and it has to come out of her body. Acha targish v'tira dam v'yese bibisara. So it sounds like you need both of those. You need the hargasha, and it has to be yese bibisara. So if it's yese bibisara, but without hargasha, that would only be tmeya midrabana. That wouldn't be anida min haTorah. So according to these Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Rambam, there's ke'ilu of Zeris HaKasav of Acha Targish Bibisara, that in order for a woman to be Tameya min haTorah, even if you know that the dam is min haMakor, you still need Hargasha. Okay, and that was the Maram Lublin's psak there in Siman Beis. The Tshuva of the Maram Lublin was actually written to the Shalah, that there's this ke'ilu of Zeris HaKasav that you need Hargasha. And he has rayas from, in addition to the Rambam, rayas from the Shaka Vitaria in our Gemara. The Sidre Tara, in addition to his parish on Shulchan Aruch, also wrote a briefer series of Chidushim on the Gemara that's called the Chidud Halacha. So in the Sidre Tara's Chidud Halacha in our Sig, the beginning of Haroa Kesem, the way he formulates this is that absent hargasha, that's not derech re'iyah b'kach. The normal way of seeing blood is b'hargasha, and if it's lacking hargasha, that's not the normal way, that's not derech re'iyah b'kach, and therefore that's not included in the iser d'oraisa of nida. Okay, that's something we'll come back to as we go on. Okay, so that's the Ramban, the Rashba, the Rambam, Maran Lublin. Okay. The Aruch HaShulchan in Ar Simen, Kuf Pe Gimel, Sifkatan Mem Zayin. Aruch HaShulchan in Os Mem Zayin writes that there isn't a single Rishon that argues. There's no Rishon that argues to say that Dam below Hargasha could be Dam Nidam in HaTorah. And he's saying that Lafuka the Sidre Tara, as we'll see, the Sidre Tara himself, is of the other opinion. Okay, so Aruch HaShulchan very boldly says that there isn't a single Rishon who argues on what we quoted from the Ramban, the Rashi, the Rambam. There isn't a single Rishon who would hold that a woman could be Tumeya Nida Min haTorah without Hargasha. However, the Aruch HaShulchan notwithstanding, there are a couple of Rishonim that seem fairly explicit that they do take the opposite opinion, that a woman could be Tumeya min haTorah even without Hargasha, if we know that the Dam is Dam Min Harechem. So for starters, Tosus Rid, here in the beginning of Haroa Kesem, Tosus Rid writes as follows. Amr Shmuel, Badka Bikarka Olam, V'yashva Olav Amasa Dam Tahor, Shinamar Bibsara, Chetargish Bibsara. Okay, so that's the Gemara we just quoted of Shmuel. Perish. Dafka im hirgisha v'yada sheyatsa dam yivisara asitameyas. Only if a woman has hargasha and she knows that the dam came out of her body. Aval im lo hirgisha sheyatsa yivisara. But if she doesn't have the sensation that the dam came out of her body, kigon ze shenimsa hadam bekarka, like the case of Shmuel, where the woman finds dam on the ground she was sitting on, but there's no sensation to indicate that it came from her body. Taharahi. Why? De Omar lo baka yafa. Because we could say that even though she looked at the ground before she sat down to check that it was clean, maybe she didn't do a sufficient checking of the ground. Ubekarka hava haidam ekara. And maybe the dam was really there before she sat down. What does the Rid sound like? What's this concern? The reason that she's Tahora, Minatora, is because maybe she didn't do a good check. Maybe the dam was really there before. Mashma, that if we did know for sure that the dam wasn't there before, that if we are absolutely certain the dam came Mibisara, then she could be Tameya even without Hargasha. That you could have a situation of Nida Minatora below Hargasha. And that's what the Marach or Zuhur writes as well in Simon Kufyu days. Kama in Yanim, Shafilu im Eina Margeshef Nasis Nida Madas. There are situations where, even absent Hargasha, a woman could become a Nida Vadayas. He writes that when he was in Neustadt, he spoke to Rabbeinu Avadya, who said, "Ashetargish v'besara kolomar, shematz adam v'besara, afilu im eina margeshes bitziyaso." That is, there's dam v'besara, even without hargasha, she's still tameya min hatara. Okay, so you have the Marach or Zeruah, who is explicit, and the Tosus Rid, who is, if not explicit, at least fairly clear, that you could have a situation of Nida Minatora even without Hargasha. Okay. I don't believe that the Aruch HaShulchan had access to either of these Rishonim, the Tosus Rid or the Marach or Zeruah. So we can't blame him for his contention that no Rishon held otherwise. Yeah?
Just a small detail I just don't know. Is there any difference in Hargasha between Zava and Nida?
No. Okay. The Rambam is explicit that we quoted before, I didn't quote that line, but the Rambam in Paratas Lacha Aleph, Eina Isha Mistam Minatar, Benida O Beziva, Achatargish Vitiradam Yasa Bimsar. Yeah, there's no difference between Nida and Zava. Okay. So the Sidrei Tara is inclined to this position, inclined to what we quoted from the Tosafot Rabbeinu Marach of Zeruah, that a woman could be Tamei Min HaTorah even without Hargasha. And he has a couple rights from Rashi's. He thinks Rashi's have that opinion as well. Sidrei Tara, if you want to take a look later, is in Simen Kuf Tzadi, Sif Katan Tzadi Gimel, paragraph beginning the Od Raya. Okay, so Kan Sadi Gimel, paragraph beginning of Od Raya, in Simen Kuf Tzadi. So the first Rashi that he quotes is Rashi Nun Beis Amud Beis, Diber Maskol Mahu Detema. Rashi Nun Beis Amud Beis, Diber Maskol Mahu Detema. Rashi writes, Umevia Korban, the Eino Nechal, the Shema La Migufa Havai, that a woman who sees Dam Shalom Bar Hargasha, Br brings a korban, the enu nachal misafek, then maybe the dam is in migufa, and therefore maybe the korban is not warranted. Zava who saw dam shalal b'hargasha, mashma that if we know that it's migufa, then even without hargasha she could be tmei min hatara. It's only because we're not sure.
When I ask Amina this chakira of Siva versus Simon, I just want to understand.
Can a woman be... So the theory is, can a woman be Tmeya Min HaTorah if there's Dam Shelo Bargasha? So you want to know what difference does it make if she's Tmeya Min HaTorah or Midah Rabbanah now it is? So first of all, we have to know what's the Din D'Oraisa and what's the Din D'Rabbanah.
Right.
Anyway. But we'll see as we go on that another nafkamina may be, what about kulas ksamim? If you have dam shelo bargasha less than a gris, is that going to be tmei or not? So that we'll come to. But for now, we're just talking about the theory of whether we're dealing with an issa d'oraisa or an issa d'rabbanan, which is relevant for korban, relevant for dinei d'oraisa. Okay. That's his first Rashi. And then he thinks he has a raya from Rashi and our Gemara over here. So let's just map out the Shach Mitarah of the Gemara to understand the Sidri Tara second raya from Rashi. We begin on Nizayim and Beis, and take a look if you have your Gemara, with the Maimer Shmuel that we just quoted, of Baka Karka Olam, the Besara Achitar Gishbe Besara. Then the Gemara is a series of Kashas on Shmuel from situations where it sounds like a woman is going to be Tamei even without Hargasha. The Gemara asks from Isha Shoset Tzrachaha. The Gemara asks from Bedikas Eid, Bedikas Bishas Tashmish, all situations where a woman may not have Hargasha or may have a Hargasha that's masked. So the Gemara has a series of kashas on Shmuel. Don't you see that you could be Tamei without Hargasha? And the Gemara rejects all those kashas by saying, no, those are all talking about situations where there was indeed Hargasha. Okay, so that's the first stage of the Shach Mitarah of Gemara here. The Gemara has a series of kashas on Shmuel. Don't you see you don't need Hargasha? The Gemara rejects, no, those are all cases where there is Hargasha. And then the Gemara has two more kashas on Shmuel, the very bottom of Nizayin and Mibbeis. First from Al Bisara, Safek Tame, Safek Tara Tame, Afagav de Lohigisha, and Haroakesam Al Bisara, Tamei Afagav de Lohigisha. So Gemara has two more kashas where the implication of these dinim in the Mishnah is that a woman can become Tamei even without Hargasha. So take a look at the last line in Zayin Mevez. Amr of Yirmi Amidifti, no de Shmuel Shit Mei Amidirabanan. No, Shmuel is only talking about it in the Raisa. Ashitar Mishmasara means in order to become Tmei Minatori, you need Hargasha. But in Achanam, Shmuel will agree that even without Hargasha, you're still Tmei Amidirabanan. And that's the case of Al Basara, and that's the case of Haroa Kesam Al Basara Kenegade Satorfa, where the Mishnayzer say Tmeya, that's only Tmeya Midrabban. Okay? It says Rashi on the top line of Chesam and Aleph, why is she Tmeya Midrabban? Dilma Argasha Velavadaita, we're worried, maybe there was a Hargasha and it was masked. If we knew for a fact that there's no Hargasha, then she'd be Torah Lagamri. But the reason she's Tmeya Midrabban is we're worried, maybe there actually was a Hargasha. Okay. And then Ravashi Amar, Shmuel who is Amar Kedar Nechemia. Shmuel holds like Rabbi Nechemia. The Tanan, Rabbi Nechemia Omer, called Darish Einem Akabal Tzomim, Einem Akabal Tzomim. Rabbi Nechemia Shita is that anything that's not Makabal Tzomim, any substance, any material that is Makabal Tzomim, is also not Makabal Tzomim's Tzomim. If you see Dam on a material that's not Makabal Tzomim, that Dam is not going to be Dam Tzomim. Look at Rashi. Ravashi Amar, Time of the Shmuel Damar Le'el Bakar Karka Olam. Why is it the Shmuel said that if a woman checks the ground that she's sitting on and it's all clean, and then she sits on it and then she finds Dam, below Hargasha, that the woman is Tahora? Why is that? La Nisham Hargasha. That has nothing to do with a halacha in Hargasha. It's not because she's lacking Hargasha. Alakar Nechemia Sirle. The Amar Lo Iskira Chachamim Zeres Kesem El Al Davar Makabel Tuma. No, Shmuel holds like Rim Nechemia that the Zeres Samim, the Dinim Derabanan, that a woman could be Tumeya with a Kesem, that's only on a Davar Makabel Tuma, and the ground is a Makabel Tuma. That's why the woman is Tahara. Hilkach Kohana Tiyufta La Kushaninu the Shmuel Lo Ayri Bahargasha Klau. So all the kashas, the Gemara, are not kashas. Shmuel's not talking about Hargasha at all. What does that mean? Shmuel's not talking about Hargasha at all. Says the Sidrei Tara, it means just that. Shmuel's not talking about Hargasha. So that original din of Shmuel, Bakar Karka Olam, has nothing to do with Hargasha. It's because the Karka is not Mekabel Tuma. But in a Hanami, a woman could be Tumei in a Torah even without Hargasha. And all the kashas, the Gemara, from Rav Adam Bishas Tashmish and Bidikas Eid and Oses Rakaha, where the Gemara had to reject and say, no, those are all Bahargasha. You don't have to say that anymore. Even if it's not Bahargasha, a woman could still be Tmeya Min HaTorah. So then, according to the Sidrei Tara, you have a fundamental major Machlokas Amoraim here between Rav Yirmiyah Midifti and Rav Ashi was Pshat Shmuel. Rav Yirmiyah Midifti says, bottom line, Shmuel holds Hargasha is necessary in a Torah. Neither Abana and you're Tmei without Hargasha. And Rav Ashi says, no, according to Shmuel, you can be Tmei even in a Torah below Hargasha. And everything we said till now is all crossed out. We throw out the whole Gemara.
What
Shmuel said? That's not what Shmuel meant. That's not what he really said. That's what the other Achronim point out is difficult with the Sidrei Tara, as we'll see in the Chachma Sadam in a minute. The Shmuel's according to Sidrei Tara, Rav Ashi, the way Rashi explains, is basically erasing that original name of Shmuel. When Shmuel said Ashi Targish Bibasara, that's not really what he meant. Shmuel Ayri Bargasha Klal. That's how the Sidrei Tara understands Rashi within Ravashi. And then according to the Sidrei Tara, you see that according to Rashi, you don't need Argush in order to be Anida Min Hatara. Okay. The Chachmas Adam in the Binas Adam is the long essay, this is printed in the Bama Chachmas Adam, takes issue with this Sidrei Tara. We'll read a little bit of it together. I made a copy for you. It's Os Tess of the Chachmas Adam here in Binas Adam, Shar Zion Os Tess. Shar Zion Os Tess. So let's pick up do you see where it says Masha Kasav Oded Sidrei Tara Barashi? It's the bottom paragraph on the first page. Actually not the bottom paragraph.
This one?
Here. The middle of the third line of the bottom paragraph. The Kasav Rashi, the Shmuel Amayi Bargasha Klal, Udvar Tumumhe. What do you mean Shmuel Amayi Bargasha Klal? That's the whole thing of Shmuel. You're basically erasing everything Shmuel said before and attributing new words to him that he never said. The Alzeb Bana Sidrei Tara, Yisol Udvar. that's what Siddur Torah is working with. This Rashi, he understands that that's what Rashi meant, Shul Aryeh Bergasha Klal, that Argasha is out the window, you don't need Argasha. No, that's not Shana Rashi. The Kavanah is Rashi Pashat. De Mefarej, de Rav Ashi, lo nichole le tarev, ke de mentarev, sashas, de ha de amr shmuel, te ha rahayim midaraisa, ava moda de tmei midarabanan. So Rav Ashi didn't want to say like Rav Yirmiyah Midifti that Shmuel was only talking on a deraisa level, but he agrees that without Argashi you're tmei midarabanan. The lishna of the Shmuel, the amr tarev, vaday mashma, filo midarabanan. Shmuel made an unequivocal statement that in this case of Baka Kark Olav Yashva Lama Sadam is Tahora. That's unequivocal. It sounds like Lamaisa Tahori, even Midarabana. The Lachain Sphere later of Ashi, Dinachanami, did Tahora feel Midarabana come? That Inachanami Shmuel meant in that case of Baka Kark Olam that the women's talk of Tahora even Midarabana. Amna Malzakasha Kusha Sashas, Nibrais of the Al Bisara, Umeiro Akesem. But then you still have to contend with the Gemara's Kashas on the bottom of the Zayin and Mabez from Haruah Kesem al Bisara, where the din of the Mishnah is Tamea, even though there's no Hargasha. So how does that fit? Alo Karka, the Shmuel lo Asi Klal Ashmiina din Zeh, the Biina and Hargasha midaraisa. Rather, that's not Shmuel's point. Shmuel's not coming to tell us a din that you require Hargasha to be Tamea midaraisa. Shezaya Yadua Lakula, never knew that. Vidrasha Mukubelas. That's an accepted drasha that long predated Shmuel. We don't need Shmuel to tell us a drasha. The Lotar Shmuel Ashvina didn't say. Haki Kamar Shmuel. Baka Karka Olam is Tahora. Shinamar Bibisara Shatargish Ratzalomar. Shere Midaraisa Eina Tamea Ella Ashatargish. That in general, a woman's only Tamea Minotaur if she has Hargasha. Rachachanim Gazrael Asamim, but there's still a din derabbanan that if you have a kesem, a kesem means that you see dam without argasha. There's a xayir derabbanan. V'hacha kevin shi karka darish ena mekabel tuma tarafilim midrabbanan. But this is a case where you don't even have a xayir asamim derabbanan. This feel like you're in mechanya. As Shmuel agrees that there are situations in which a woman is going to be Tamei Midrabanan without her Gasha, that's the whole Parsha Ksamen. But this isn't one of them. Because in the case of Bakar Karka Olam, that's a Darish Eina Mekabel Tuma, and Shmuel holds like Rabbi Nechemya, that the woman is going to be Tahora, even Midrabanan, because it's a Darish Eina Mekabel Tuma, there's no Xeris Ksamen. So Tahora means Tahora in Gansin, according to Rav Ashi, according to Shmuel. Even Midrabanan she's Tahora, because it's a Darish Eina Mekabel Tuma. But in a Hanami, in order to be Tameyam in a Torah, you need Argasha. And if it's a Dar HaMekabel Tuma, then you could be Tameyam either Rabban or Mishum Ksamen. V'zeh Shekasev Rashi, lo Mishum Hargasha, below Ayri Hargasha. What does Rashi mean that Shmuel is not coming out to Argasha, he's not talking about Argasha? It doesn't mean that Shmuel doesn't hold of Argasha. Not true. Rasulomar, that's not Shmuel's point. That's not what he's interested in here. Zayadeelukul never knew about Hargasha. Rashanofin tam lama tahora filu midarabanan. Shmuel's just coming to explain in this case of the karka olam why is she tahora even midarabanan? The hainu kevan de midaraisa de inan Hargasha lo gazir al darish ena mekabel tuma. That since you need Hargasha min haTorah and there is a zayir derabanan of tsamim. But that zera wasn't stated by Darish Eina Mekabel Tuma. Umashakasev Rashi Klal Hanach Tiyufta Ein Kavanaso Akola Kusha Shiksha Shas. Rashi's not coming to tell you that all the Gemara's rejections of Hachamai Skina and Bahargasha in the three earlier cases is out the window. The Vadi Sarklatari Sarkola Kedarasa Shas. That still stands. El Elu Shteya Kushya Sachronos. The last two Kashas and Banu Amid Beis from the Mishnah. Mibraisa Dal Bisar, Mira Kesem, Damascus Lashas, Betiyufta Lishmuel, Alzekas of Rashi, the Lokasha of Tiyufta, the Lokas of Klau, Han of Kushas, El of Emes, Kamar Rashi, the Vadis Vila Lishmuel, Tamar Dargasha. So the Chachma Sadam says that no, if Shad Rashi, Shmuel, Ari, Bagasha, Klau doesn't mean Shmuel doesn't hold the Ragasha. Obviously, Shmuel holds the Ragasha. It means that that's not Shmuel's point. Shmuel is coming to tell you the din that if you see dam al karka olam, because it's edim akabel tumah, there isn't even tumah sum midrabana. But Shmuel isn't coming to tell you the chiddush for Hargasha that I know anyway. So according to the Chachma Sadr, the Aruch HaShulchan has said this also, it's a much more limited machlokas between Rav Ashi and Rav Yirmiyah Midifti. They're not arguing fundamentally lahalacha, they're just arguing about how to understand the context of Shmuel's statement. And then you have no raya, like the Sidrei Tara, that Rashi doesn't require Hargasha to be Tameya Nin HaTorah. Okay, so the Sidrei Tara thought literally Shmuel O'Ari Hargasha Klal means that Shmuel doesn't hold the Hargasha in the end, and everything, the whole Amud and Zayim Beis out the window. And the Chachma Sadr Aruch HaShulchan say no, it just means Shmuel O'Ari Hargasha Klal. That limited statement of Shmuel of Karka Olam, that's not affected by Argasha. And Lamaisa, she started even the Darabanan because it's under Darish Eidim Akabal Tuma. Okay? Good? Okay. So, how do we assume Lamaisa? So, most posts can seem to assume that in order to be a Nida Daraisa, you need to have Hargasha, even if you know that the Dam is Min HaMakor. Not like the Sidrei Tara. That's how Rav Avadya presents things in the beginning of the Tara Sabayis. That's what the Gilya Marsha writes here in the side of Shulchan Aruch, which Shlomo Eger, Dibur Maskil Aval Midrabanan. I'm sorry, Dima Mas Lahusha Targish. If you have your Shulchan Aruch open, take a look. Lahusha Targish Bitsiyaso. Ach biyadua vadai shadam imena yatsa. Even if we know for a fact that the dam came from her. Tahora midaraisa koshalo hirgisha. She's going to be tahora without her gasha. Vinafkamina. Le'inyan kabbalah sachuva. Nafkamina for tshuva. Imba baila aleha. So you have to know what he do tshuva for. Is that an iser kares or an iser derabana? That's why we care whether something is a din deraisa or a din derabana. Now let's read the Shulchan Aruch again carefully. What did the Mechaber write? Isha shayatz adam im kora. Bein ba'ones, bein b'ratzon, t'meya, v'hu shatargish b'tziyasa. What seems difficult with that formulation?
Who?
What do you mean, who?
Like, of who?
What's wrong with who?
V'hu shatargish b'tziyasa. Means that, and he, and...
What means as long as,
not he, like the
Baal. No, who's going on the situation? Isha Shayasa Damim Kara, Bain Baonis Bain Baratsan, Tmeya, Vahu Shatargish Bitsiyasa.
Where is this?
Sorry?
Where is this?
Chaber, Shulchan Aruch.
Where?
What? Kofi Gimel. So the Chaber is telling us Halachos Lamaisa. Right? So, if you the requirement of Hargasha is a requirement for Nida Min HaTorah, but even without Hargasha you're still a Nida the Rabbanan. So what's this formulation of a woman who has Dam and Makor is Tmeya as long as she has Hargasha? Well, she's Tmeya without Hargasha will be the Rabbanan, right? So why is the Mechaber writing V'husha Targish B'tiyasa? That's not a requirement for Nida L'maisa, that's a requirement for the Din D'Araisa. Shulchan Aruch is a Lamaisa Sefer. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Look at the Shas of Katan Beis. V'hu shetargish b'tziyaso, hayin midaraisa, enachanami, aval midarabanan, tmeya, afa pisha lo hirgisha. But midarabanan, she's still going to be tmeya without her gasha.
Is that an afa mina you said? Like something?
I'm sorry?
With the Kula 6-7?
That would be an Avkamina. So that still begs the question, why is the Mechaber formulated that way? Take a look at the Torah Sashlamim. Torah Sashlamim, Sifkat and Aleph on the bottom. Afal gav the misbar lekaman besimin kuf tzadi. The afal gav de laher gisha rak bekastem ba'amal gufa la chaluka tmei haidu kashir gadol kagris. The okim vur lekaman. The mechaber balomar shi tmei afilu betibas dam kechardol. Al ken kasta bestam vusha targish. Torah Sashlamim says that din, that your tmeya, even without argasha midrabanan, that's only if you have a sheer gris. But if you have less than a gris, if you have that tibetan kachal, which is the formulation of the chaber, then you're talking out to me even midrabanan. So if you know that it's migufa below hargasha, less than a gris, you're going to be Torah. And Shlomo Eger argues, Avami derbanan tmei afavishal ergisha after pachas migris came into Yudav sheyaz migufa yesh b'mishim kasa. Okay, we're out of time because after that mincha we'll pick up with this mirtz Hashem next time on Monday, and then we'll begin to discuss the parameters of hargasha.